Mickey Cougar's story is so long and heartbreaking that it'll be hard to tell you in just a few minutes. Watch his rescue video to find out the whole story. Animal House in Moulton, Alabama, was a backyard zoo that operated with a USDA license up till 2006 when it was revoked. At the time, Alabama had no laws to regulate the private possession of wild animals. So once USDA washed their hands of the mess, there was virtually no government oversight of the facility. Former volunteers say the owner had no other source of income than her Social Security check and that she had contracted with the county to become their dog pound. In 2013, conditions there were reported to be so grim that the county revoked her contract and rescue groups went in to save the dogs and cats housed at Animal House. One of the rescuers videotaped a leopard who had been injured by a Doberman 2 years prior and sent the photos and video to Big Cat Rescue asking for help. We were told that the owner had been feeding the dogs and cats there to her wild animals and that the Doberman had fought back. Her family said the dog had just been in an adjacent cage and the leopard reached through. Regardless of whether it was malice or neglect, the leopard's leg had bones sticking out and festering tissue exposed. Big Cat Rescue tried unsuccessfully for months to get USDA, the USFWS, the state of Alabama, and the local sheriff to either confiscate the leopard or get her medical attention. When they failed to help the cat, we appealed to the media, who said there wasn't a story if they couldn't get permission to go film the cat themselves, which the owner was not going to allow. The leopard died and had probably suffered unimaginable agony for 2 years or more until her wounds killed her. We never gave up, and in 2014 began negotiations with the owner, her family members, and the State Department of Natural Resources to rescue the cats who still were being kept there. When we saw the condition Mickey Cougar was in, we didn't know if he would make it at all. Both of his back knees suffered from torn ligaments so that when he walked, the bones on top would just roll and slip off the bottom bones. It was painful even to look at him. Despite the fact that he was grossly underweight and had almost no muscle mass, we had to make the difficult decision to sedate him to evaluate the damage and then again to try and repair it. Dr. Hay, an orthopedic specialist, did the surgery, using something like a synthetic ligament mesh to mend back his first leg. Dr. Wynn used a new technique of spinning the patient's own blood and harvesting platelet-rich plasma to quicken healing, which was injected into the other knee. We had to reduce the size of Mickey's cage, so he takes it easy while he's healing. We'll probably have to go back and do surgery on the injected knee once the first one has healed. Meanwhile, Mickey seems to have a strong will to live, and we're going to give him every chance possible at a happy life.